Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my co-host at this point. Hello, Mom. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me yet again.
Another week. Mm-hmm. We have a really great episode for you today, and you just look so lovely.
Thank you. We just got home.
Guys, they literally just got home. They were away for the night and, you know, got to stick with her schedule of uploading. So I had it all set up and they pulled in and you sat down. So I haven't seen you. So this is going to be a live update, a live recording session as far as the weekend and all of the fun little adventures that we both got up to. But we showed up in some spring colors. We're really channeling some spring vibes. You look lovely
Thank
in
you.
Your blue.
Thank
and
you.
Is that an Emily on Beau's original scarf I see?
It is. And do you like how I've tied it?
I love how you tied it. And it's very different. We haven't done kind of like a tighter neck.
It was a little too tight at one point.
It might have been.
I had to loosen it a little bit. But I had some inspiration this weekend. We were with friends and she was wearing a scarf.
Yes.
Because she knows we've been wearing scarves.
Right.
And she did it around her neck like this. So I folded it into a triangle, rolled it, and then I wrapped it around my neck and then did a square knot over on the side. I love it.
I love it. And I love you.
I love you.
And then I have a little tulip cardigan on from Amazon. I'm wearing my Emily on Beau's gold necklace and then my earrings, but I have my headphones on so you can't see.
And the one thing that I love about this necklace, because you have another bow necklace that we featured, this one has a knot, like little balls all around it, spaced out. It's really cute.
And I felt like I wore this cardigan because it kind of highlighted it.
So I love it.
I've been wearing the accessories all weekend long. They are just so wonderful. And we've had a lot more orders this week, and we'll get into that in a little bit.
Okay.
But let's start off with some bows and lows, and that'll kind of segue us into the weekend recap.
What is your bow for
the
week?
And I have just had the most wonderful weekend. I wanted to take a minute to just talk about. I was on the phone with
Wow.
I was talking to Claire for like an hour and a half because she was driving back from Cincinnati, and I was like, she's like, oh, how was your weekend? And I was like, honestly, it was amazing.
That doesn't happen all the time. So
it
I'm
doesn't.
Happy for you.
Yeah. It was just a very like
from start to finish.
Start to finish, well-rounded, fun weekend. And I'm really sad that it's over.
Well,
but I'm happy that it happened.
You had some fun, some different. We can talk about later what you did. But you had fun events.
Yes. I would say that just my bow as a whole is my weekend. My low, which I haven't even told you this, is yesterday I was getting ready. And my toenail got caught on my sock. And part of my toenail ripped off.
Oh.
And I did not realize how painful my leg was shaking as I was going down to because of the pain.
Let's break this down. Which toe?
My right foot, the toe right before the pinky.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's like not the whole toenail.
Your ring toe.
Yeah, my ring toe. It's not my whole toenail. It's like half of it. It honestly doesn't hurt today. And I was
maybe I should
put a Band-Aid on it. But it was way more pain. It was like a delayed reaction too, because I was like on my way to the little Galentine's Day party. I was like, why is my leg shaking as I'm driving? And it was like searing pain from the toenail.
I've never heard of that. That's terrible.
I know it was. I honestly came out of nowhere. So definitely my low.
Your toe was a low.
My toe was a low.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, send prayers for that little toe that she grows back.
She will.
She will.
She will.
You know, it's kind of just.
Well, that's not fun.
But other than that, everything else was fine.
Okay.
Well, all toenails are intact aside for her.
I was not expecting that.
I know. I hadn't even told you that.
No.
I was like, wow. What about you? What are your bows and lows?
My bow is we had a really fun overnight. We went to Notre Dame last night.
Yes.
And we left during the day. And Terry and I just had such a fun night. We saw some college friends. And we went out to dinner and we laughed the whole entire night.
Oh.
We've known them since college, and Heidi and Chris. And Heidi, we didn't know her in college, but right after college, met her and mm-hmm. they got married. But like, we've gone to each other's weddings. They came to Claire and Connor's weddings, their children. And it was just really fun. We had just a great time because it's fun to talk about things that happened long ago, but then we have a lot to talk about that's current.
Absolutely. Kind of just like a lifelong couple friend. And they mm-hmm. are a hoot. They're funny.
She could be so funny.
A comedian. She could be. She is so funny and mm-hmm. just so joyful.
She is. I love her to pieces. And she was really sweet. She bought some items from your line.
She did. That was so nice of her.
She was really excited to have those. And I don't know. We just had a great time. And the whole weekend was a bow.
Well, good. Yeah. And then you had, like, you spent the day at Notre Dame today for a little bit. What did yes. you do today? I literally haven't talked to you.
Today we had brunch. Mm. We stayed at the Morrison, which is right on campus. And usually we're there for a football game. And it was really fun to be there for, you know, just a winter's day.
Yes.
Place is always busy, though. So we had brunch this morning, and then we walked around, went to the bookstore, we went to church.
Oh,
at the Basilica, which is just gorgeous. Yes. And we just had a great time. And then, you know what we did do, which is so random. There's a Super Target there. We stopped.
Did you go?
Yes. I didn't get anything. Uh-huh. I just wanted to see if they had something that I was looking for. But I don't know why we don't have a Super Target.
That's right. I did forget about that. It's kind of like pretty close by to the campus.
Oh, it's
correct?
Really close. Yeah. 4 minutes, 5 minutes. And I said, can we just please run in there? And Dad was like, yeah, it's fine. So we kind of split up and he was wandering, roaming. And it's really lovely. So those of you that have a Super Target near you, you are lucky.
Yes. Well, that's exciting yes. to go and see another.
Yes.
What is your low for the week?
My low?
Yeah, you were like, right before we started recording, she's like, I have my low. I'm like, what is it?
I was a little rattled by my low.
What happened?
Yesterday, after we got there, we changed. And we called an Uber because we thought, okay, well, we're going to have a cocktail or two and we'll get an Uber. So I asked the guy at the front desk. I'm being dramatic about the story. Everything's fine, but it is my low. We went to the front desk because in Cleveland, sometimes you have a very difficult time getting an Uber.
Yes.
You know, it's not like we're in some massive metropolis where right. there's, and I didn't know if there would be a lot of Ubers. So I asked the guy and he said, oh, he looked at me like I was crazy. He's like, of course you can get an Uber. Okay. We call the Uber. It takes 14 minutes. Whatever. We're fine. We're walking around. And this random car pulls up. Dad opens the door. We both kind of looked in. The car was filthy. Yuck.
Oh,
yuck.
God.
Oh, yuck.
Lord.
Oh, so Lord. Dad is like after you. And I don't think he sees how filthy it is. I go, oh, no, 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 no. After you. Because I didn't want to get in.
Oh, my gosh.
Dad gets in. And I didn't realize, but the driver who potentially was under the influence of something.
What?
I don't know if he was. I shouldn't say that. That's not fair. But he had his seat almost all the way back. So Dad couldn't even get behind the driver's seat because the seat was so far back.
Good God.
So then Dad scooched over and he was in the middle
no,
seat. And
no.
we did whatever the best Uber, what is it, Black? Or
sure.
XL
but in South
or something.
Bend, it's
the South
anything.
Bend version of
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And the guy was very enthusiastic, but he kept turning around and talking to us. And he said, are you guys all having a great time? And, you know, we're being polite because he's driving us, you know, to the restaurant. And I said, oh, my gosh, yes. How about you? Well, not at all.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I
God.
Just got
oh,
divorced good. Yesterday.
Oh, good Lord.
And as he says it, he turns around. Every time he talks to us, he turns around. So he's driving, turned around.
You were know? You, like, scared?
Yeah. I was uncomfortable.
Did you have a pit?
A little bit of a pit.
Uh-huh.
And then we keep driving and he is telling us the horrors of his divorce.
How long was your car ride?
That's another great point. I get car sick very easily. Uh-huh. So I said to Dad, I was looking at the guy's phone because now we're in a weird industrial section of South Bend. I'm like, okay, this
God.
It's happening.
It's
like,
the end.
It's yeah. the end. And Dad looked it up and the restaurant was in this cool industrial area. So he was taking us to the right spot.
Okay.
But we are almost to the restaurant and he turns around to talk to us and I yell, be careful. And a car was coming towards us. He's taking a left turn and this guy is laying on the horn coming towards us. Then our guy takes off.
What is going
Dad and
on?
I, Dad thought he was going to scream.
Oh my
I
gosh.
got like, I got silent. And then he was, oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so sorry. It's okay. If you want to give me ones,
No, it's like, okay, no one's thinking about that right now.
Nobody is thinking about that. Oh my gosh. We get into the restaurant. The hostess is really sweet. And she's like, oh, you're here first. You're, you know, the other couple isn't here yet. How's your day going? I said, well, actually, we just had a horrifying almost car accident in our Uber. So, ma'am, you're going to be taking us home.
That's funny.
And she did start laughing. She's like, oh, my God, that's terrible. I said, that's never happened before. And then we told our friends and they drove us. I was relieved that I got where I got.
Were you able to kind of shake it?
Yes. And we were there maybe 15 minutes early. And
yeah.
We just kind of laughed about it with our friends. We didn't
yes.
get into it. But even Dad was a little shook. I mean,
yeah.
The guy's laying on the horn and the car was coming right at us.
Oh, my Lord.
And the driver is fully turned around talking to us. And I'm saying, be careful.
Oh, my God.
And
such
Dad,
a you move.
It is. And Dad said, actually, he said, I'm so glad you said be careful because Dad almost screamed
yeah.
at the top of his lungs, which only would have scared our crazy Uber driver.
I'm so sorry that happened.
Yes, I was rattled.
Shook, some would say. That's yes. not a good way to start the night. But anyway, aside from that, so yeah, today you got up. You went to church at the Basilica. How lovely.
Oh my gosh, it's so
pretty.
Must have
been so
there.
Peaceful.
It was beautiful.
Were there a lot of people there on a Sunday morning?
Absolutely.
I would assume.
They
yes.
had a 10 o'clock and a 12 o'clock. We went to the 12 o'clock mass.
Oh, that's lovely.
After a delicious breakfast.
Where'd you go to breakfast?
At the hotel.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever stayed at the Morrison.
You haven't.
Because that's right on campus.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks yes. nice.
It's really, it's nice. It's cozy. We had a great time and lots of families, lots of students were at mass.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's sweet. Mm-hmm. Well, lovely. Yeah. I'm so happy that
nice.
You and Dad had a fun little overnight getaway.
You know what? It is fun. You just need one night sometimes.
It's almost so much more manageable because you know mm-hmm. that you don't have to pack everything up and, you know.
Right.
I'm just going to talk about my weekend for a second.
Let's hear
So Friday night, it was just overall such a lovely weekend. Friday evening, I went out to dinner with my two friends, Maddie and Jess, who I hadn't seen in, I think, like 2 months. So we had mm-hmm. a lot to catch up with. They are both busy with work and just, I don't know why the holidays got away from us. So it was just a much needed catch up. And we went to Luca, which I had never been to. So if you're in the Cleveland area, there's like Luca West, Acqua di Luca, and then Luca. Very confusing.
I like all of them, but I really like Luca.
I really like Luca as well. Wait, I'm sorry, one more car story. You know what it was? It was a full moon last night. Yeah.
I had no idea.
It was a full moon. So I drive my car to dinner because, again, I'm not Ubering. Like, I just want to take the Mini Cooper down and know that I trust myself. So I'm pulling in and there's valet and there's this truck in front and it's like a one-way street. Like, you can't mm-hmm. turn, you know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And the truck backs straight into another car, turns around and drives away.
No.
The guy jumps out of the car, is yelling, taking pictures of the whole thing. Then the valet are getting involved. So then I walk into dinner again, shook. I was like, can we all get a hold of ourselves? Yes.
Eat at home.
Yeah. Eat at home.
Right.
And then I was like
start
10
cooking.
Minutes late. Start cooking.
Yes.
Get some HelloFresh. Then
right.
I walked into dinner like 10 minutes late. And you know that feeling. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to like explain the situation. And they're like, what just happened? Bananas. Anyway,
jeez.
Aside from that, we had a wonderful dinner. It was delicious. It was Italian food. I had a glass of red wine. And then we went to, after that, we went to this place called Velvet Tango Room, which I also had never been, which has been around for quite some time.
I love that place.
And we popped over there and there's like I would say it's like a speakeasy in the mm-hmm. back with a live piano player and this cute little bar with a mixologist who was making drinks like based off of what we were wearing and, you know, had really pretty stemware.
So fun.
And we just sat there for a while and then wrapped up. It honestly wasn't even too late, which was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I dropped them off and I came home. And so that was Friday night. And then Saturday morning, you guys left. I took packages, which thank you so much for all the orders. We'll get to that in a minute. And then my friend Kelsey had a little Galentine's Day party. And I'd actually never been to her apartment before. And it's in a really just like cool street in Cleveland, and it was a sunny day, and the invitation said to wear like bows and pink and pearls. She just went all out, above and beyond. I couldn't get over it. It was like Love Shack, Bridgerton, garden vibes.
Oh, cool. I saw your Insta stories. It looked like she did an amazing job.
She did. It was so cute. And I feel like, you know, we're always like, you know, we had like the launch party, but it was so fun to go. Clearly put so much effort into it. I was like, Kelsey, this is amazing. And she had flowers, so we all could make flower arrangements.
I saw that.
Yes.
She had a flower bar set up.
Flower bar. She had like her sink, she had ice, and she had all this champagne. She had pedophores.
She's creative.
Very creative. So I was there for like 2 hours, and it was lovely with her other friends. And then came home, changed, and then went on a little date.
You just had a great, that's fun when that happens. Event after another.
Yes, it really was. And then today I just enjoyed the sunny weather. I talked to Claire, did some work, and then I was just waiting for my two best friends to show up.
And here we are.
And here we are. So that was my weekend.
Sounds so great.
Yeah. So anyway, that was turned in a little longer than I thought, our recap. And the week was lovely. Week was good. Good work week.
Oh, we did a lot. So we did send out, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, go ahead. Please.
Thank you to everyone for all the orders. I saw today there are even more orders. And I just love the line of products.
Me too.
And I also I'm excited because a lot of other items are being sold from the other lines.
Yes. Yes.
Which is so great. Like we packaged some vintage tennis rackets. We've done some happy to be here stuff.
Yes.
Busy brunching. I mean, those sweatshirts. Ladies.
I looked today, sold a couple more sweatshirts.
It's hard to decide if I like the navy or the white better. I like them both.
Great for different moods.
Yeah. And I love that those are being purchased up. The other thing that I am out of my mind over are the prints. The bow prints.
Let's talk about the bow prints.
I love them.
Sweet and like girly, but just classic at the same time. Mm-hmm. And we have two versions of the prints. So we have the bow and then we have three bows, and they come in black and white and then a light pink and white as well.
Yes. And the reason, well, there's two things I wanted to say. First of all, we sold out of the acrylic trays.
We did.
I attribute it to our wonderful podcast listeners.
Oh, most definitely.
Because we sold out of them and we were so excited. There was definitely a rush, and I'm thrilled that people get those because they're just fantastic.
Yes.
But the bow prints, I just love them for so many. The big thing with them, it was Laura's idea to do them. And I like that any age range can use them.
Yes.
And then you could just get one. You could frame it. They're 8x10s.
Mm-hmm.
You could put it on a little stand on your desk, on a dresser.
Yes.
I just like that. And then you could also do a gallery wall of four. And that's why we did the four different ones.
Yes.
So that you could put them together, or you could do two, one on top of the other.
Yes.
I just think they're darling.
And I couldn't agree with you more. And there are a lot of events coming up soon. You know, we have Mother's Day. It would make for just such a sweet little Mother's Day gift. Obviously, Easter, you could put it in an Easter basket.
Oh.
I mean, how adorable would that be?
I'm going to put one in yours.
Okay. I'll act surprised like I never saw it before. Oh my gosh, what is this?
I think that's a great idea. And we showed it at the launch party with a little twisty tie bow on
top.
Like you could just put a little bow up there.
Yes. So, you know, just keep in mind the prints as we move into spring if you need a little refresh, because they are just the perfect subtle, sweet addition.
And I just love them. And you can also, you know, you can use a mat. So you could frame it in an 8x10 frame, or you could go bigger to like 11x14 and have a mat around it to make it even grander.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, and our jewelry has been doing really well.
Yes.
I have on the necklace and the earrings, like I said. And then you have the scarf on. And
I love when we go down to package, because the space where we package smells like the white sage and lavender candles.
Yes, of course.
And it's intoxicating. It's a great smell.
Someone DM'd me today that she received her candle and it's been lit all weekend. And just put her in the best mood. So that's what I love, is just the feedback once everyone's received the products.
And I love that people are tagging you and you're reposting it, because I like to see.
No, I love to see it as well.
The bow brooch. Grammy's friend Sally, she had it on.
We got a picture this week. She looks so cute.
And that is, we talked about that last week. It's such a great size.
Yes, such a great size. And that would also make for just a really sweet Mother's Day or Easter basket edition. You know, there's some things, there's a spring birthday.
Oh, Cute.
I mean, how teacher cute. Gift. A teacher gift. Yeah. Just, you know, keep us in mind.
And if you have ordered the needlepoint kit, which is literally flying off the shelves.
We cannot keep up. Well, we can, by the way.
We can.
That was just a saying.
But it's really kind of fun. We have ordered more. So you can order them online. And I think we put on there, they ship probably the end of this week, beginning of next week. Okay. So definitely order it, because then we know if we need to get even more, because we're selling those a lot. And the eye masks are also getting restocked.
Correct.
And we've sold out of some of the stud earrings. Those are coming back in. So you can still order everything, but it's doing really well. You should be proud of yourself.
You should be proud of yourself.
I am.
Oh my gosh. Are. Don't even we say are. That to me. You're, yeah. I mean, you are the one who is down there packaging. So.
And Laura helped on Wednesday, which was really great.
She did. Mm-hmm. So I tell the funny story about how she got a paper cut.
Oh my gosh. So funny.
I was up here working, and they're down in the basement packaging, and all of a sudden there's like commotion, and she comes upstairs and she had gotten a paper cut from the box. Is that correct?
Yes. She was putting a box together and she was, ow, like, oh no. And she got a cardboard cut.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh.
And she's so cute. She's holding her finger up and she's like, okay, HR, I need a worker's comp.
I'm like, fill out a form. It'll go through the process. Didn't she get a little blood on the box?
She got a little blood on the box.
Guys,
we were cracking up. Luckily, she's obviously fine, but we washed her hand. We got her Band-Aid.
That would be
like,
her low
get
for
back
the week.
To work.
Yeah. Like, we don't have the time for like for this. Okay. Like, people need their orders. No.
Right. No,
we were all cracking up. Mm-hmm. She was like, of course that happened.
That hurts though. Paper cut or a cardboard
it's
cut.
It's those little injuries that can do a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to answer some questions. We're going to talk about Anne's advice. I asked the Bows & Co. Instagram to submit some topics, questions, advice needed from you. Mother has not seen these ahead of time, so this is going to be getting your...
Okay, it's going to be my initial reaction.
Yes.
All right.
How does Anne stay... So we're going to do about 10 questions.
Okay.
Of Anne's advice.
So you asked them advice.
No, I asked them... to submit advice that they need from you.
Oh my gosh.
Did I clarify that right?
I think so.
So you're giving your advice.
Oh, well, this sounds fun.
I don't know if
anyone should listen, but I'm ready to talk.
No, I thought this was like one of my better ideas this week. I was like, oh, this is going to be great.
All right.
Because you give such great advice. No, you really do. How does Anne stay motivated to be such a great mom and runner of the household? What is your motivation? Because it's every day.
Okay,
never
so that's
up.
Not really advice. It's just what I do. Well,
that's
I think,
advice. How okay. does she stay motivated?
Oh, I see. You're right. That is, that. You know what? That is advice. Well, I think first and foremost, I love my job.
Yes.
I love the job of running our household. I love making, you know, the relationships with my daughters, our daughters. I just love all of it from start to finish. And I think when you do love the job that you're doing, mm-hmm. then it makes it easier. But I think I definitely stay motivated because Dad and I are great partners.
Yeah.
We are a great team. Our family's a good team. And I'm pretty structured and routine in my life. Mm-hmm. And I think that helps me stay motivated.
Yes.
And that's just how I operate. I have, you know, I know what I'm going to be doing. I've always known that.
Yeah. Lovely.
So I think that helps.
I would say that is correct, and that kind of sums it up. Mm-hmm. You just love what you do and you're very good at it, and it comes from natural place.
I think so. And then from that, I'm able to build, you know, great communication with my family, which I think helps if problems come up, you have that basis. We have a foundation of faith mm-hmm. that
yes.
our family is built on. And all of those things, I think, contribute to staying motivated to do the best that I can. And really, it's a team effort.
It is a team effort. And you also are above average communicator. You are a very good, strong communicator. As I've gotten older, I've really noticed that trait about you.
Interesting.
Yeah. It makes me want to be a better communicator.
Oh, good.
So I just wanted to let you know that.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Honestly, I looked at these the other day and then I kind of forgot about them. And now I'm looking at them again. But these are really sweet questions, everyone.
Okay.
And some of them are similar. But clearly this is a theme, because the one right next to it is, how does Anne remain so upbeat and positive?
Well, that's a great question. That is hard to do. I would say from a very young age, and maybe I've said this before, my dad gave me the book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. Peale? P-E-A-L-E. And it's in my nightstand. And it's beat up, and I periodically flip through it. I gave you guys all a copy.
Yes.
I think I put it in your Easter baskets a couple of years ago. And again, I think that just being grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't write in a gratitude journal every night. I've done it over the years.
Sure. Goes in spurts.
It goes in spurts. Dad is really good about it. I get into bed and I... What was the initial question? I don't even remember.
I have no idea. How does Anne remain so upbeat and positive?
I see. I do get in.
Yes, of course.
Yes. She talks a lot, maybe.
We do. Honestly, I'm going to cut you off. We do talk constantly with one another in the family. We are in constant communication. So I do think that that plays because mm-hmm. we're always sharing. We're always getting feelings out. No one really bottles things up. Right. And if there is a problem, we address it immediately. And so there's not things to ruminate on or, you know, mm-hmm. percolate on too much. Yes. I need a dictionary. I need more words.
Right. No, that's a good point. And I will say I don't, but being grateful is a skill that you can improve because I think I sometimes get in that rut where you just sort of thinking negative thoughts and I have to try and depending on the day, I'm going to switch this into a positive.
Mm-hmm.
But I am very cognizant every night when I go to bed, I pray.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also, in my head, think of a few things I'm grateful for. Sometimes I do it in the morning if I forget at night. But I do think that helps staying positive. And Dad is extremely optimistic.
Yes.
And living with someone, you feed off of it. If you are living with someone who's extremely negative all the time because we... On any given day, of course, depending on someone's mood.
Oh, of course.
But if you are constantly dealing with negativity, that naturally brings you down.
Yes.
And I just think that Dad is so positive that it helps. We feed off of each other.
Dad is very optimistic and that trickles down into every. And you are a naturally positive person as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of you just really work hand in hand and that... You know, kind of flutters down into the rest of the family.
And I do think identifying, I do this sometimes too, and talking about it is good. If I am in a funk or something, I will say, what is bothering me? I mean, I say it out loud.
We get to the root of the problem. We will dig. Yes. If there is a problem with any one of us in the five in the family, in Connor as well, we will get to the root. We are not going to leave until it's figured out.
Right.
Because we just... We all want it to be solved.
Yes. And I think then that positivity, the gratitude that I try to work on comes in very handy. It's just like anything else. If you practice it when times are more difficult or you're stressed out, you have strengthened that positivity muscle and it can help you.
It kicks into high gear.
And I think over the years, like writing, when you guys were little, we would, especially during Lent, I'm really talking about faith right now, but we would all sit around at night mm-hmm. in a little notebook, write. If you couldn't write, we would help you do it. And we would talk about what we were grateful for.
Yes.
And I think if you have children, implementing that kind of a skill at a young age
yes.
is also a really good thing. Even if it's just at dinner, saying, what is one great thing that happened today? Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, how was your day?
Yes.
Saying, what's one great thing that happened today? Kind of like the bows and lows. You could do that.
Yes. Because then it keeps it into perspective. And obviously there's always lows, but mm-hmm. like, you know, there's small things or they're big things and then you address it.
And if you do have a bad day, accept it. Just go on and the next day starts off fresh. And the other thing that I think can really help, this is a long answer to this question.
I'm like hanging on every word.
If I wake up and I am just not feeling it that day, I don't know where I read this, or maybe it's in the Power of Positive Thinking. Just putting a smile on your face for like 10 seconds. Maybe Dad's even the one that told me.
You guys would do this when we were little.
Yes. I forced them to smile, even with little kids. If they wake up and they're really cranky, make a game of it, because we all know that if that's how the day starts off, it can sometimes be hard to shake it. But I've done that before. I have laid in bed and just sat there with a forced smile on my face. And I think it's for like 10 seconds, which is kind of a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, it does put you in a better mood.
When we were little, and still now, not as frequently, but more so mm-hmm. when we were younger, if we were upset or we were crying or something like that, you and Dad would be like, okay, smile for 10 seconds. And
yes.
you would basically make a smile. And then
right.
you, if you are crying and then you start smiling, I don't know if you've ever tried doing that, but you look like a clown. So then you usually start
right.
laughing.
Right. So that just training your brain to rework that thought.
Yes.
I also think, I'll say one other thing. I do walk a lot.
You do?
And I walk with Dad a lot and I walk outside. And I think that any kind of exercise, whether it's just a stroll or walking your dog or something like that, that definitely helps with being positive and, you know, giving your brain a little bit of a break.
And walking outside, especially.
Walking outside.
I agree. I think that's all wonderful. This is a very sweet question. Mm. Advice for first year teachers trying to make it through a difficult school year.
Oh, aww. That's hard.
I know.
Well, first of all, good luck. Hang in there because those students need a dedicated, devoted teacher.
They do.
And my advice would also be to make sure you get a good night's sleep.
Oh, yes.
And that could go across for anything. That helps with your mood. It helps with everything. And I think as at any new job, and I can really speak to teaching because I vividly remember my first year of teaching, you are overwhelmed with everything. And when things are overwhelming like that, trying to break it down into smaller nuggets or pieces and kind of identifying what is, like, rating, what is the biggest problem that I'm having? Is it time management with the students? Is it behavior? Mm. And picking the one thing that you think is like a weakness that you're having, asking another teacher, a mentor for a little bit of help. That could be a good solution, but don't try. It's very difficult in anything in life to do it all at one time, and breaking it down a little bit can really help. And I think that would be my best advice, and really get a good night's sleep, which
that
is hard to do. But
good advice for across the board.
Mm-hmm.
You have to prioritize your sleep, ladies.
You do.
It's true.
And everything trickles off of that.
You're a different person, I think, sometimes, if you don't sleep versus no sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
that's something pretty immediate you could do to try and see a difference.
Even if this teacher is extremely stressed out and you need to turn your brain off and give yourself a really good night's sleep and then break it down and tackle like one component that you're going to try and work on.
Yes.
And get someone to help you.
And yeah, reach out to people. That's great advice. See, mm-hmm. I knew you'd have the answer. Wonderful. Carrying this show on your back. No, seriously. All right. How do you maintain an organized home? Do you have a daily chore or system you follow? That's a great question.
Well, that's a really good question. I think I am naturally organized, and I think it is something that you can learn to do. I love the logistics of things. I am unsettled. I'm not OCD, which some people could be very OCD. I'm not that. I naturally like to be organized.
Correct.
And that just trickles through every aspect. And then building in time, almost like chores or whatever, I just know, okay, this week I need to clean my bathroom drawers. Mm-hmm. You know, and I break it. It's just like what I said about that other advice, breaking it down a little bit. I think it can be really daunting if you're saying to yourself, okay, I'm working all week and on Saturday I have to clean my whole apartment or my whole entire house. And you're just setting yourself up for failure. So again, being realistic, breaking it down. And then once you get a system in place, and that's always my key, have a system and then maintain it.
Love it.
And there's always a place for something. So when you absorb something new into your house, figure out where that place is for it.
Yeah.
Not necessarily immediately, but at some point.
Correct. Yes.
And then it makes it easy. Like the other day, my closet, something happened. You know, I shoved a few things. We came back from New York. I bought a couple new tops. I didn't quite hang them up. And yesterday morning before we left, it didn't take me that long.
Right. And it really doesn't always take you as long as you think.
It doesn't. It was hanging over my head. It took me maybe not even 10 minutes. I personally feel better. Some people, the mess doesn't bother them. But like, I make my bed every day. I clean up the kitchen the same way. It's very methodical, I think, for me. And I like that. I feel better when order is restored.
And that could also be the podcast title.
Yes.
Order is restored.
I need order.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I do.
Yes.
And I really think, I believe that like children need order. They need the boundaries. So without being like a crazy person,
right.
But no, I do think instilling some order makes everybody feel better.
And just having good habits from the beginning. There's things that have been instilled in us from such a young age that mm-hmm. will always stick with us, like making the bed every day. Mm-hmm. You know, the gratitude journal, things at night.
Yes.
You can never start too young. All right? That's something that... I don't know where these accents are coming from.
I don't know, but I like it.
Hilarious. Okay. Oh, this is sweet. Must have to keep the home cozy.
Cozy. Ooh, blankets.
Yes.
Blankets. Yes. I don't necessarily like the blankets out.
No.
I have a TV cabinet that we open and the blankets are folded.
You know what? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but just a little plug for our blankets. I feel like we've never really spoken about our blankets.
We love our best
blankets, and they're from Amazon, and we've had them for a few years. And I don't know what they're made. I mean, they're
no
so,
idea.
They're huge. They're fuzzy, and they're also kind of heavy, yes. which I like. And were they expensive?
Not really.
Okay, I will link on Bose & Co. Instagram, or if you're listening,
I think
audio,
they're still available.
I'll put the link in the description of this as well. I got to start doing that. They are so good. I don't even think I've ever posted about them.
I don't know if you have, and I don't like the pattern. They're kind of a...
Oh, see, I like the pattern. Yeah, no, the I pattern has grown on me, and it's now such like a comforting pattern because I associate
them.
It with
yeah.
our house, obviously.
Well, we have those blankets, and then at the lake house, we have Chappie wraps.
Yes.
And those are folded, and I do love Chappie wraps. You don't think they're going to be anything fantastic, and then they strangely are.
They really are.
I mean, I love the pattern, so I immediately am drawn to them because I like the pattern, but I don't feel like they're going to be super cozy, and they are.
I completely agree.
And I'm going to also add on to this. We went to the Notre Dame bookstore today. And I stopped because they had a whole bunch of magazines.
Okay.
And there was a Women's Day magazine because leap year is coming up. And I was immediately drawn to it because who doesn't love a leap year theme?
Totally.
And I was flipping. I kind of flipped through it quickly. And one of the pages caught my eye. And it was a grown woman, it was a model. And she had a blanket like wrapped around her head.
Uh-huh.
And it said, swaddling is not just for babies.
Stop.
And it said there are benefits to getting cozy. You know how people like to wear their hoodies.
Yeah, like the scarves wrapped around. Yes.
And I think it said if you are feeling upset or you're tired or whatever, actually swaddling yourself and getting cozy with a blanket has a lot of mental health benefits.
Well, who would have thought?
We're going to do that later. And I think that our blanket, when I go to watch TV, I put that blanket, over my legs, whatever.
Yeah.
And I am immediately cozy.
I think the same thing. It's so
very
cozy.
Comforting.
Very comforting. Our house, the lake house, and obviously here, are just very cozy places in general. Mm-hmm. I think that we move with the seasons. You know, we try and light the fire just on a regular work from home day. And, we have coffee. We are always making tea or coffee in the morning.
Yes.
And a candle.
Candles.
Flowers.
Just, I think making your space pretty can translate into it being cozy for me.
Your home is a sanctuary, everyone. Home is a sanctuary. And luckily, I am lucky enough to live with someone who creates quite the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. Love that advice. And I will link the Amazon blankets that we have in
Great
this
idea.
House. And then also Chappie wraps as well, which, you know, I'm sure you've heard of. And they have so many just darling patterns. Also make for great gifts. Okay. How to talk about relationships with your children without them thinking it's cringe.
I
see. They talking about like romantic relationships?
I think so.
Okay.
Read it again. How to talk about relationships. Well, I could see that. If you've got middle-aged to high school kids and you're trying to instill, I'm not sure this is what the person means, but well, first of all, being a model for your children, if you are in a relationship, is the best way.
Yes.
So that it doesn't become cringy. And, and I think talking from a young age about the importance of a relationship. And we did that from a young age. Like, I like how dad does this for me, or this is how you treat someone that you love.
Yes.
Or showing that early on. If you wait to too long, then you can't go back.
No.
And that keeps the lines of communication open so that it doesn't become cringy when all of a sudden your son or your daughter has a boyfriend and you haven't talked about this at all. And you are all of a sudden deciding, I'm going to start talking about it.
Right.
It has to start earlier.
It was also just like the way that we grew up. I was thinking about this recently. I think like if you are around people who are in love and love, it is so much easier to find it because you have it right in your life.
If it's birds and the bees, that for sure was lunch. Like I was taking you out to make sure you understood everything before, you know, the health class, the letter came home and they're going to be talking about
but
it.
But I don't ever remember it being cringy. Maybe that's just because we had girls.
Because we talked about it a lot.
I think that's because we talked about it a lot.
If you make it a regular common thing and talk about it as it comes up, like it's just no big deal.
The other thing about you is like, and I don't mean this, like, oh, I don't know why I'm starting laughing, but like, you were a teacher. So like in those situations, like, you know, it was teacher Anne coming to the table and this was the lesson in the module that we were going to learn about today. And it was like, you just presented it into such a like learning teacher. So just if you think that it's going to be cringy, just channel Anne, channel teacher Anne, and just approach it like a teacher would.
Yes. And I don't know if anyone wants to hear this, but my first year of teaching, so I'm 23 years old and I had fifth grade and I was a science teacher.
Okay.
And there were four sections. And when they hired me for the job, one of the things they said to me is, just so you know, you are going to have to teach sex education.
Oh, I never knew that.
And I didn't even balk at it. I'm like, all right, I can do that. And they really weren't that much younger than me. I was teaching, I'm 23 and I'm teaching 11-year-olds. But this just is what worked in our family and not waiting until it is an issue that you have to talk about.
It was never uncomfortable because you didn't make it uncomfortable.
Right.
Also, something about your haircut just makes things not uncomfortable.
Sorry, I had to lighten it up. I'm sorry. I just like, honestly, just like the way that like no one thinks that whatever you're about to talk about is like uncomfortable.
That
like
is you so just are funny.
You're teacher Anne. Just put your scarf on and start talking about
it. Honestly, it's just you. Like, it's just, I don't know, maybe get a pixie haircut and you'll look at life differently.
So funny. I hope I'm not sounding lectury, but that's just how we do it in our house.
You're not lectury. You don't worry about that. Not at all. That's so funny. How to manage disagreements with your children. What do you disagree on?
Oh. Well,
this was from the same person who asked about the relationships.
I feel like this person is in the thick of it with her children right now. And I empathize with that. Well, obviously, disagreements start from a very young age.
Yes.
And it's something that is never going to go away. And again, communicating is good. And I think that when they're younger, I'm just thinking back, when they're younger, you know, using those I messages, feelings, you know, when someone,
I can't, it's literally such a teacher moment. Like, I literally can't, you know, workbooks, stuff like that, kind of like take home projects. Would be maybe get a smart board in your house and see if that'll help.
Would die. That would have been so amazing.
No, I'm
but fine. I do think just, you know, letting them talk about their feelings and how things, without being excessive about it, but communicating, why does that make you mad that she took your doll kind of a thing? Use your words instead of hitting or doing whatever. And that same basic thing that you teach them when they're little just has to just kind of translate as they get older and morph into the same process, but as they get older, because you girls have disagreements.
Yeah.
And I think we talk it out. There might be tears sometimes or whatever, but if it's all based in love and a strong relationship, you can work through those, and you need to have disagreements. It would be strange not to.
Yes. All right, we're going to end with this last question, and we just decided that we're going to do a part two to this. So next week we're going to finish off the Anne's advice, because there's a lot more questions and I don't want to rush the answers.
No, but I also like not knowing what they are, so don't tell me.
Oh, good. No, I won't.
Prefer it.
I won't. I'll shut my phone off in this episode.
I prefer it because I'm just giving like off the cuff.
You are. These are off the cuff organic answers. The last question is, what are her top 10 meals to serve to your family? So kind of a recipe question. We're going to end on something light.
That's a good question. I'm not going to go through 10 recipes, but I will tell you, I have a rotation of probably 10 recipes that I really like.
Yes.
And when I do meal plan, especially when everyone was at home, once you start making different ones, you have your favorites and you know what your family likes. But when everybody was home and I was planning out, and I still use the same method, it's really basic, but I make sure I do a chicken, maybe a pasta, a fish, a pork, just to mix it up a little bit.
Absolutely.
And that can kind of help you once you get your bait. So find your favorite. I have like three chicken recipes that I love.
And I think instead of sitting here describing every single recipe, we can share recipes on Bows & Co. And mm-hmm. I can kind of just post like a couple of your favorites that we've been enjoying and right. your tried and trues.
Just some easy ones. And then, of course, asking, you know, my sister over the years, we swap recipes.
Yeah.
My good friend Carolyn, she always has great recipes. But you really need, you have to have those few that are just, you can make them and you know that people will like them.
Yes.
I also only ever made one meal. Sometimes when kids are little, people will like a short order cook, which is fine. I just never had the capacity to do that. Because if one doesn't like this and one doesn't like that, they would make different things for each child. I never did that. We had one meal. We sat down. If you didn't like it, you didn't like it. Mm-hmm. Like there was enough. There was a salad or there was some sort of a side. There was something. Nobody was going to go hungry.
Right. Yes.
But I do think if you have little kids, that just came to my head. Do yourself a favor and just make one meal.
Unless there's like an allergy involved. Of course. But like right. you don't need to coddle with five different meals because that's a ton of work for your
right
self. And it's only going to get worse if you keep making everybody. You're not a chef.
No, no.
So that's
so
good.
Those are my recipe thoughts.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's a lovely way to end. Like I said, we're going to do a part two because you've had a big weekend. I don't want to rush these great questions. And, yes. you know, there's not much else to talk about these days. So we'll do a part two to this as well. And I'm going to use the same questions. And
that sounds wonderful.
Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for joining me, Mom, after a big weekend and making time for this. We really appreciate it.
Of course.
Because, you know, there's only a few people in the rotation and you are always our number one.
Thanks.
And thank you all for submitting your questions. And be sure to follow me on Instagram because we're really kind of trying to post much more. And we'll mm-hmm. link all the looks down below. And always thinking of you guys. You know, I just hope you're doing well in this February month and getting through winter. And yeah, I think that's our show. Any other last remarks?
No, this is great.
Perfect.
Have a good week.
I hope you all have a great week. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.